Now, Steinhoff International has agreed to include a proposal that would see shareholder receive a fifth of any restructured company rather than nothing. The Debt Laden International Retail Group said its creditors were prepared to accept contractual contingent value rights for shareholders as part of a Dutch restructuring plan for the group. Now, the shareholders who stood to get nothing could keep 20% of their shares in the new unlisted company. Steinhoff's board did not yet specify the details of the CVRs, but said this would be published in due course in an updated restructuring plan. We unpack the details of this restructure with Business Day's brand journalist, Catherine Childs. Catherine, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us today.
Good afternoon.
Catherine, maybe we can, quickly spend some time recapping on Steinhoff's, what I would call rather disastrous restructuring plan. It hasn't gone well to date. But before, you know, we got to this point where shareholders might get something, shareholders were getting nothing. Talk to us about how we got to that point.
So on the 15th of December, when people were going on holiday, Steinhoff announced that its lenders were going to take over the company, and the share price dropped from about R1.69, it dropped about 50% in the next day. So basically, it admitted on the 15th of December that it was bankrupt. That had been in the financials, but it said it kind of blatantly in SENS that its debt exceeds its assets by 3.5 billion euro, it's about 70 billion rand, and that it owed its lenders money coming due in this June, and basically it couldn't pay them. So it had to come up with a plan, and the plan was to give the lenders 80% of the firm, their hedge funds, and then 20% would be left to shareholders. But it was quite honest in December in saying that there may still be nothing left for shareholders. So the firm is effectively bankrupt. They'd get 20% of this unlisted vehicle, but it might not be worth anything. Mm. So they had to vote on this in March, and of course the shareholders were really angry. So an activist group called SDK, they represent German minority shareholders, and they're best known for taking Wirecard's auditors to court after the Wirecard fraud. They basically got 20% of shareholders to vote against the plan and everything that was put forward in the Steinhoff AGM. And so that plan was voted against, and they then now have to go into a Dutch restructuring process, which includes the courts, and it's quite complex and it's expensive. And now they've said, okay, well, we'll give you 20% anyway, but it still might not be worth very much, if anything.
Catherine, I'm very curious, you found out, you know, within Steinhoff's portfolio is actually very great assets. Pepco's in there, Pepco's in there. I'm wondering how that falls into, this restructuring process, because, of course, even though these assets are strong, we are speaking about a Steinhoff that essentially doesn't have much value to it.
So the assets do have value, mm-hmm. but the debt, they have 10.2 billion rand debt to the hedge funds that came in after the Steinhoff fraud was exposed. That's about 200 billion rand. So when you value Pepco, which is a European discounter, and Pepco, which obviously owns Pep and Ackermans and other companies, when you value that and you value US mattress firm, which they also have a stake in, and a company in Australia that makes furniture, it still doesn't come to the 200 billion that they owe in debt. So their assets are exceeded by their debts. So what they want to do is come to an agreement with lenders and have them sell off the assets slowly. So if there's a fire sale and they've got to just sell everything, you obviously don't get the best value. And so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to come to a program solution where the lenders take over the firm and then slowly sell off the assets to get the best prices they can at the best time, and rather than just a fire sale and a panic.
Catherine, also, you know, the introduction of Dutch law here has been a very interesting span in the works, because things work a little bit more different, over there than things work here. And I'm wondering if that has not been an added complication for Steinhoff, that no matter how, they have tried to resolve matters of debt, they are seeing that because of this international push and, like you're saying, the shareholder activist groups there are really strong. They are keen to make their voices heard. They'll take people to court if they have to. Is this the spanner in the works for Steinhoff?
The fact that they have to go through a Dutch process is a spanner in the works. I mean, I think the spanner in the works is that the shareholders voted against the plan in March. And that SDK is really, really keen to fight them. They've said they'll fight the restructuring in court. They believe Steinhoff is worth more than its debts, but I mean, I'm not sure why they say that. So I think this activist group that's come and said, we'll stop any plan, we're going to vote against you, we're going to go to court. I think it is another spanner in the works. They're a German group, and they seem to really believe Steinhoff has more value than it's showing, but that doesn't seem to have a lot of water. But it's just going to delay and complicate things. But at the end of the day, the lenders essentially are owed their money, and Steinhoff has to find a way to pay it or give them the company.
And then before I let you go, the delisting of Steinhoff, that's inevitable. I mean, that the stock is basically a penny stock at this point. I'm wondering, if we know when that will happen and if there are certain things that still need to happen before we can see Steinhoff completely disappear from the two exchanges that it is listed on.
Well, they've got to go to court with under this Dutch restructuring plan. They actually go to court to have it made official, and that would, even if only 2/3 of the creditors vote in favor of the plan and some don't, the court can still make it official, and then it's binding, and then it would go through a delisting process. But they haven't yet. They've just had consultation on the plan, and now they've said, well, shareholders can still get 20% of the company. Then they still need to go to court. I'm not sure when that'll happen. So the delisting is probably a few months away, but it's not immediate. There's a whole legal process they have to go through. Will the activists fight them in court and drag out the process? So I think there's still some time yet. Not that I'd be buying 20 cent shares.
Got you, Catherine. Thank you so much for your time and help us understand this matter there. And hopefully, at some point, we can catch up about what it means for Marcus Huerster, because all of this happened because of one person, and it's so wild to see the complications that have emerged ever since. Thank you so much, Catherine. All right, that was Catherine Child, brand journalist for Business Day on Steinhoff's plans to restructure.